techniques are analog, which means they are generated just by electric components, but actually most of them are digital, and most of them are actually, you could call them small computers, that are programs to do just one task and do it really well. That's why I like it. I put a lot of emphasis because of this, trying to get things to work in this way, of having more control in some way, of having different, you could say, brains in my system, as in things that kind of can help me control or orchestrate what everything else is going on in the system. Sometimes I see a lot of brags, a lot of people like on Instagram and stuff, and there's a lot of things that make really, really amazing sounds. And I do have some of, I'm happy with the sounds they make, but I think proportionally I have a lot of mixers, a lot of like routing utilities and stuff like that, and things that are really, really boring to everyone's eyes. It's not like the next toy you want to buy if you're into this. But from my experience, it kind of helps me to get there. So, yeah, but there's not only a modular here, there's also other things. And I can maybe talk a little bit about the piece that I'm gonna, maybe I'm not gonna play the whole of it, but I'm gonna show some sounds and explain a bit how I do them. And I should start by this little toy here, which is the one on the piece was composed originally. And I like this idea about rearranging or reorchestrating the same words for different instruments. The music that I will play, it was composed only on that little one, the OP1 portable workstation 4-track recorder thing. Well, I was on travel because of course I couldn't take all of this with me. And then it was nice that just inspiration would come and I would just play really simple stuff and record and then take it home and work it further. So what I will play, if I haven't checked if anything makes sound, hope it does. And there's some kind of rhythmic thing here, which is this one. It shouldn't be. It should be like this. But this we're gonna need for now. So that's how this piece started. It's basically this sound. I just sampled it from the radio with this one, and it was one note. It must have been P2 hearing before I left at the airport. And I have perfect pitch, and it kind of bothers me. It's an A, and I play it on a C, and then it kind of changes the way I play if I just try to play something with it. And in the original one, it's just layers of this with different arrangements. But what I do here is, okay, so I'm gonna add other layers because I have other instruments. And here's why I have to introduce this little one here. I'm talking not about the Eurorack, sorry about that. This one is actually, yeah, a computer, sorry. This is basically a computer in disguise. It's a computer running Linux, which is a open source operating system, as some of you might know, and it's running QData patches. Some of you might be familiar with that. So I use it when I don't have enough with what I have, or when I need some kind of like extra things. And I'm using this super cool platform called Aurac, which is some kind of modular within this. So I have some clones of this mutual instrument stuff and some other things like doubles of this inside this machine. And this kind of helped me to like add an extra layer to this instrument. And this I like to control here. Use this QNEO MIDI controller. It's like another layer of this, which has like an extra clouds. This is this one, which is a granular synthesizer. So So I have one cloud, which is the real one, that I use for like the overall, like a send, that I send some of the overall mix to that. So it processes on a more global scale. And I have this other one, which kind of only operates this instrument here. And one thing I like, there's different ways to approach like how you play modulos. A lot of people do generative stuff. A lot of people do sequencing. I do all of this, but I also do a lot of playing. Because maybe because I'm trained as a musician. Even if I'm like I play some piano, play some guitar, I'm not like a professional in neither of those. But I still have this kind of, that's how I grew up as a musician. So for me it kind of makes sense to just play as you would play a traditional normal instrument. But I like to put things like, as I said, this kind of was transposed, so I'm playing the keys and it sounds something that I'm not used to. And this, I kind of think about this sometimes like a, if it was a guitar or like a string instrument. And then I have like certain scales. So now I have it it's diatonic. That means it's like a scale. It will sound good no matter what I do. But it's kind of like, I like the choices of notes that I will find. That's something I wouldn't play on a keyboard, or something I wouldn't play on a guitar, or something I wouldn't play in other places. So I like to program things in a way that they make me make different choices. And that goes as well for the whole module, and that goes as well with the whole computer versus hardware or whatever. If you would use, for example, there's some really, really good professional third-party plugins that can do a lot of stuff. And if you really go beyond the presets, I'm talking about software now. If you really go beyond the presets, if you really like have all this time to spend with your mouse or whatever, you can actually do all of these things. But I don't know, I don't do that because it's not designed in a way that it invites me to do it. Whereas this kind of invites me more to do this kind of thing, to make this kind of thing. So yeah, we have these sounds, and then I have different ways to mix things here. One of the new choices I've made, I don't know how much you can see from wherever you are, but I have like a matrix mixer. I have two matrix mixers that work in different ways. But this is more like a matrix in and out patch, which, what is that? You make a patch on the modular by using audio cables. And these audio cables, they can be sound, but they also can be musical notes. They also can be a parameter that gets modulated and gets altered in time. But going into that mindset, when I'm playing for longer time, sometimes I had patches different than that other piece. And I never found a module, I was looking for it for years, I never found a module, I think this is quite new, that was kind of not too big, could be MIDI controlled or voltage controlled, and could allow me to just change like that, different ways of patching. So this basically what it does is it has 16 inputs, 16 outputs, they can be sound, they can be any form of control, and it just routes it to different places. So then you can have, okay, I'm playing this song, this track, this whatever, and then I'm playing the next one, and then it's a completely different patch. And that for me is kind of like, I was really, really waiting for this in order to be able to put something a bit longer together. So that's one of the things. And the other thing is this other matrix mixer, which is basically what it does, is it has four inputs, four outputs, and then it has like what could be called like coordinates for all of these that are basically VCAs, that's nerd talk, volume control, it's like can be higher, can be lower, that's basically what they do. And then you have the 16 inputs and you can decide how much of the first input will go to the first output, how much of the second input will go into the first output, and all the 16 4x4 combinations that you have with that. I bought this when I was planning a quadraphonic system, and then I gave up, and then I was about to sell it, and I almost sold it at some point, I think, and then I don't know what happened, I didn't sell it, and then I found, yeah, I didn't sell it because I found that it could also mix control voltage, it could also mix something that was not sound, and then I found a way that I could just have four sources of modulation. That is like imagine like a line that goes up and goes down, and it can have different shapes, it can have different depths, it can have different speeds. Well, normally people call a low frequency oscillator LFO, but it could be any other kind of modulation. So I can use four things, I can mix them in different ways and send them to four outputs. So I will have four modulation sources that get modulated by other modulation sources, and then kind of have only four in my system. So it will make everything be altered by not so many different patterns, but those patterns will be rich. And then I will use ways so I think I control them in ways that for me as a musician are intuitive. And here, for example, this one is quite easy to understand. This is, I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with electronic instruments. This for me, like in the 2000s, this was like a chord chaos path, like kind of X and Y. So it's basically, you could say like an iPad or something now, of course. You have a X and Y position. It also senses how hard you press. But then I also, what I do is, I kind of use those voltages in different ways. One thing I like to do a lot, this is a bit for the nerds, I don't know how much of you are familiar with this or not, but I will just, one thing I like to do a lot is to mirror voltages, which is not reverting them. Which means that if I'm thinking I'm going in the positive range, I'm moving a parameter from zero, let's say, or nothing, to a maximum level. So what I do a lot is mirror something that I'm controlling, so I get, it will be like 1 minus x in mathematics or something. So it will be like, if I'm from 0 to 5 and I have 4, then I want to have 1. If I move to 3, I want to have 2, and so forth. Does that make sense? So then by moving one finger, I'm actually moving a lot of things in my system. And it is organic, it comes from my body, it comes from something that I'm doing, but it becomes something much more complex. I'm going to see if I have some sound, because I'm talking too much. But one of the things that really fascinated me about modular, about hardcore electronic music, was that it made me realize something that influenced me as a musician and as a composer, to think about speed and pitch as the same thing. It's something that always fascinated me. I don't know if maybe it's too much of a hassle now with all the pads, but the sound of, if you have a really low oscillator, like a square wave, something that is harsh enough to make a click, and then you hear this click, 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 and then becomes a sound. That changed the way I understand music completely, because I realized it was all the same. And I mentioned that because well, we heard clicking was something that was in the wrong speed. We heard clicking before, I made it click again. Why don't you click now?
We turn down the volume, right?
Oh, yes. This is a module called Tight. One of my favorite modulators at the moment, probably my favorite oscillator. Now we should be controlling something. So we're hearing data, we're hearing just talk about, hey, do this, do that, go up, go down. And what I like about this one is that you have four outputs. It's kind of one chord, one ring, but it sends four variations of the same thing. And you can send those variations to be like a crossfade. Like now the one is higher than the two, and so forth. And you can send them in different ways. My favorite way is this one you're hearing. beautiful notes, I would say. Something you have like all different variations of a major chord or a major scale. When you subdivide, then you have a minor chord and a minor scale, which is a fifth down from the, I don't know how many musicians, but whatever. So it's C, then it would be F minor and C major. And now it was A major and D minor. And you could also hear some things moving. There was this pan module, this is quite a new one, the X-Band from Make Noise. There was some panning thing. There was some as well crossfading between these four voices in all. And all of these is controlled, this kind of macro modulation thing that I tried to explain, hopefully.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, of course, please. Yeah, that would, yeah.
Maybe I seem stupid now, but it seemed that it wasn't a steady beat when it was really slow, it was something like that.
Yeah.
And then you turned up the audio rate and it became a tone.
Yeah.
How does it become a tone if it's not a steady pulse?
Yeah, that's because there's four of them that you were hearing. That's why you heard like a polyrhythm.
Okay.
I don't
also,
know
it was four tones that we heard when you turned up the audio rate.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is that they kind of blending is like they are on two channels. That's how this X-Band module works. You have like two channels, which are double mono. So you have like four in all. And then you have two ways to control it. One is a crossfader, thing like a DJ, take A, take B, like this song, the other song. And the other one is the pan. So it's like whatever combination of what you have, do we put it more to the left or put it more to the right?
Okay.
So probably you don't hear always the four of them. Sometimes you hear two, three, maybe four if it's kind of in the middle. And
that's
it kind
why
of
it sounded like a double sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also that's why the chord was kind of not like a constant chord you would play. Something it was more like a kind of texture that was fading in and out. Yeah. Any other questions?
Can you play a little more?
Yeah, maybe I should try to play a little bit. So this is how I would start this. Is this right? Yeah. Is that really nice and easy? Yeah. I'll probably stop, but I will just try to explain what I do. Just playing keyboard now, it's easy. So instead of playing notes, I'm like previewing different tracks, and then it has this kind of clicky, glittery thing. And then at some point, what I will do is, I will just go like this, and then when I've done this kind of sequence for one time, then I want some bass. Now this is going to clouds, the granular, so it takes little grains of sound and it just manipulates them in different ways, pseudo random kind of ways. And then if I want to keep this bass, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to freeze this. And then I can, it will keep playing and I can play other things.
Time in which this
this device, and then you can, for example, control the video with this. Projector, some concerts just behind, just below me, so then it would kind of go on my clothes, because I don't see this as a film you should watch, these kind of just stupid dogs. But I think about, if you don't think about it as a video, you think about it as a light, then it's like, it's easy to get a projector, you can take it everywhere, and it's, you can do cool things, as if you think about it just light. And then it, I like that it's also an instrument, I like that it's also something I can play, and I can just have it follow the modulation that's automatic and also kind of throw it in different ways. And you can also, let's put it with sound based on the bass sound. I was using a sample of another piece of mine that has nothing to do with it, but it, for me, they kind of share some kind of sound universe. And I just, one day I was feeling a bit like, yeah, this would fit. And actually, we played a concert with the piano quartet live, that was in June here in Concertgebouw. And it was great. I played this piece as an introduction, and then they just carry on with the piece. It was like, you know, it was 22 minutes in A major with quarter tones. I think I've talked a lot, and I think there's also other things, and I think for me it was more interesting to have the opportunity to share what I do. Maybe it would be too long if I would say for longer. Are there any questions? I'd be really happy to answer any questions.
Do you want to come up and have a look at what he's got in the box?
Yeah. But just ask me directly.